There are reports that Disney is interested in buying many of the entertainment assets of 21st Century Fox. Let's talk about the potential blockbuster deal with Tom Lason, president of New Media Solutions and newmediasolutions.tv in Seattle. What would this look like, Tom?
It'd be just a monster deal. We're talking $60 billion here in the acquisition. And, you know, we've been doing this show here on WBBM for a number of years now. And when you think about all the merger and acquisition discussions we've had, it really is just such another huge example of this move to consolidate, to give the companies pricing power in a highly fragmented audience universe. So this is another expression of that. Granted, every time one of these deals happens, it's further and further up the pyramid, if you will. So that's why this deal has the potential to be a blockbuster with Disney and the movie studios that it has in its television production and its distribution, combining now potentially with Fox Television, the Fox movie studio, other properties that Fox has like FX and Nat Geo, and even internationally with the Star Network in India and Sky Network. So you're bringing a lot of power under one roof. And, of course, there are antitrust concerns with this and also just general media consolidation concerns about it as well.
Consumers are going to want to know about sports.
Yeah, the sports potential here, I think, is one of the really interesting pieces. Disney, of course, has ESPN, which is, you know, struggling a little bit, but still a monster presence on your cable distribution with that. And Fox is the Fox national sports piece is going to remain with Fox, but the regional sports Fox channels, everybody has one. Well, I shouldn't say everybody, but the major markets has a Fox regional sports network, 15 around the country, and they have very important rights to Major League Baseball, NBA, NHL teams, and some of the big college programs too. So ESPN is getting ready, and Disney, you know, is getting ready to launch this over-the-top streaming service for ESPN. And if you think about rolling those regional Fox sports networks, even the YES Network in New York City with its Yankees rights into that, all of a sudden it becomes a monster sports play as well.
Yeah, talk about some of the streaming changes that we may see. I know Disney's really working on a significant streaming channel.
Yeah, they are. So this obviously gives them more content and more power to bolster that channel and to make it more of a powerhouse than it might otherwise be. One of the interesting pieces in this is Hulu. And Hulu was built and put together by Disney, Comcast, and Fox. So this basically means now that Disney would become, under this scenario, the majority stakeholder in Hulu. So one of the questions I have is, do they basically build out Hulu and turn Hulu into the Disney over-the-top solution? Do they do something else? Do they really kind of channelize it and build silos? What would their model look like? I have no insight into that, but it's certainly a question I'm asking.
It's definitely clear, though, that Disney movies on Netflix are pretty much going to come to an end.
Yeah, their rights with on Netflix end in 2019, and so Disney obviously wants to, you know, have that direct-to-consumer relationship, which is where I think we're heading with everybody eventually, parenthetically speaking. But yeah, that is definitely going to happen. Netflix will lose that Disney content. Netflix obviously working on their own stuff, and Disney's going to be doing the same and taking some of theirs back on their own platform.
Just quickly, Tom, what about the regulators? Is this going to be a problem?
You know, apparently not. Let's look at history and what's been allowed to happen in every industry, from airlines to media to, you know, whatever else you want to pick. There might be some pushback, there might be some concerns, but I think the regulatory environment right now, when I look at certain things in the FCC, for instance, in the broadcasting space and others, is, you know, hands off. And unless there's something egregious taking place that can be clearly demonstrated, it's going to be approved. I would be very surprised if, even though this is a huge deal and it really adds to media consolidation and the concerns that go along with that, I'd be very surprised if they ran into much resistance.
Thanks for joining us, Tom Lason, president, New Media Solutions, newmediasolutions.tv in Seattle. Up next.